Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At this point, Romney's in a little bit better shape. The reason doesn't have to do with how he won his nomination, which he certainly will win at this point, but it has to do with the fact that there is money for him to campaign over the summer. Romney does not get access to the matching funds from the federal government for his campaign until he wins the nomination at the convention, which is at the end of August, beginning of September. The Republican Party has $21 million put aside for Romney to basically use over the summer to campaign, and all those super PACs we've been hearing about now have hundreds of millions of dollars. One of them has $200 million on its own. They can also start campaigning for Romney. So Romney is looking better than McCain did 4 years ago, simply because McCain ran out of beef. Romney will not.
There's analyst Jim Moore talking about the differences between where Mitt Romney's campaign is now and where John McCain's campaign was 4 years ago. So that's where we get started this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome into another discussion of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's Howard Kurtz on CNN talking to analyst Debbie Saunders and John Aravosis about the news media's pronouncement that the GOP race is over.
Sure, Mitt Romney is very likely to win the GOP nomination, but where does the press get off declaring this thing over?
Well, I think the public's declared it over. I think people are sort of tired of this race. And I mean, in terms of the delegates, it's over unless there's a solar flare-up or something. And you have to start deciding how you want to cover things. Ron Paul came to the Chronicle for an editorial board meeting on Thursday. And I have to tell you, I didn't treat him as if he were a viable candidate. I mean, he's like the candidate emeritus now. He's out having a great time talking to college students, but everybody knows that he's not going to be president in 2012.
All right. Opinion piece in the Watch Post this morning. Why are Newt and Santorum still running? John Aravosis, it seems like the media can now kill off a candidate just by cutting off his oxygen.
I think that's true. I mean, I think as a reporter, though, you have a problem where if you want to analyze the news and you truly see that the guy doesn't have a chance, what do you do? Do you not say it? Sort of like the exit poll controversy we had in the past, where now we don't release exit polls early because we're afraid people won't go out and vote. Same thing now. I mean, it is true. If you prematurely call a candidate dead, is he dead? Well, probably because you called it. But what do you do if he is dead?
And every time that Santorum goes out and campaigns now, Aaron McPike, he's peppered with questions. When are you dropping out? Why are you still in the race? Won't you lose your home state of Pennsylvania? We don't let him talk about anything else.
No, we don't. I talked to the campaign about this yesterday, actually, and their point to me was there are 3.2 million people who voted for him, and they're certainly not calling for him to get out of the race, so it's not fair to those voters.
Do you agree with that?
I'm sorry?
Do you agree that it's unfair on the part of journalists?
I think so, but there's a point that I would make about this versus 2008. When we were looking at the primary between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, we were much more interested in the math and showed the math to the voters. Tim Russert did a lot of this with his white bufflers. We don't have him around this time to be doing that for us, so it's based on a lot of presumptions this time, which does seem more unfair.
You know how I know that the press is absolutely positively, officially, and unofficially declared this over? Listen to the chatter about what we all now call the beep stakes.
Did Paul Ryan's vice presidential stock go up or down today?
I think it's much more likely that he picks someone like, say, a Senator Portman.
I'll start with you, Amy. Who should be Mitt Romney's running mate?
Cantor.
Interesting. Ben?
Very likely to be Rubio.
Deborah, I don't want you to predict who you think will be the running mate. I do want to know what you think about 5 months before the Tampa convention. Journalists are now just playing this speculation game.
Well, I think this is an area where journalists end up often get burned, that we look sort of silly, because usually we have no idea who they're going to pick. Carl Rove, in his book, talked about how, as a practical joke, they leaked the name of one person to a staffer who they thought was too friendly with the press, and sure enough, all these stories tumbled out. Sometimes the media are right. You were right about Biden in 2008, but sometimes they just play us because they like to throw out names and see what happens.
Anybody want to disagree that this is silly, especially this far out when Romney probably doesn't even have a short list?
But I don't think it's silly, though. I mean, I think media is at its best when we actually have intelligent, informed people who are helping us understand what's going on. I think there's been a lot of criticism lately that people say the media is biased or people aren't informed, but I used to like watching the Sunday shows because I like watching smart people who actually knew more than I did about politics, and I would say, oh, that's interesting what he or she thinks is going to happen. Now, I agree. If you go too far, you can tell people what's going to happen and then they don't vote. Fair enough. But I think that's our job, is to help people analyze what's going to happen.
Up more on the presidential race GOP side when the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves along.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. Since 1995, we've been a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support families and our community. Together, we can take steps to help moms and babies around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. The primary season's not over yet. People still speculating on who may now be the vice presidential nominee. From MSNBC, Richard Liu talked to analyst Aaron McPike and Perry Bacon about the possibility that the field of Republican candidates will be smaller after the next round of primaries.
Are we getting closer to that winnowing point in this process that Mitt Romney's been hoping for? Aaron, let's take a look at Pennsylvania. It's the next state to vote. The Romney campaign is going to roll out $2 million in ads against Santorum. And with his daughter back in the hospital, some might ask, is this time for him to bow out gracefully?
I think a lot of Republicans are saying that in all of these days that he's had off, they take as a sign. But I talked to the Santorum campaign about that this weekend. They say it's full speed ahead. On Tuesday, they're going to continue with a full schedule, and they're starting to meet with more conservative leaders because they still want conservatives to coalesce behind Rick Santorum. Now, I've also talked to the Romney campaign in the last couple of days about this, and they continue to say that they think Rick Santorum could win the popular vote in Pennsylvania, but that they will come away with more delegates in Pennsylvania and make it all that much clearer that Mitt Romney will eventually be the nominee.
And that Santorum should step down. And Perry, let's talk to you. Newt Gingrich is $4.5 million in debt right now, and here he is on Fox yesterday. Take a listen.
We owe much more than we wanted to. Florida got to be a real brawl. We're operating on a shoestring, and we've had great response in Delaware, which is a state you can operate inexpensively. We have a great response in North Carolina.
So, Perry, does that surprise you, what we've been saying? He said, is he pretty much admitting it's over for Newt Gingrich?
He did. He did an interview at the Washington Post and talking to Fox as well over the weekend. He seemed to be saying Romney's going to win. It's taken a while to get there, but remember in Wisconsin, he finished behind Ron Paul. I mean, whether he's ready to get out or not, the voters have sort of moved past Newt Gingrich, and I do think the voters have decided he's not going to be the Republican nominee, which Gingrich is kind of acknowledging as well now. Santorum wants Gingrich to drop out, and is saying, and Santorum says that would help help him win, but the conservative base is not necessarily all going to jump toward Santorum if Gingrich drops out, because Santorum also appears to be fading, and you saw Wisconsin, he didn't do very well, and Romney's even doing even better among Tea Party and very conservative voters at this point. So I think the party overall getting behind Romney, getting close to this thing being over.
And Perry, you bring up a good point here. As you look at those voters on the margin there from the GOP as we move forward to the general election, there's a new Democratic poll that you probably both have seen. It suggests here that President Obama has a slim lead over Mitt Romney with the key group swing independents. And when you look to favorability, it moves to 57 to 41. You know, Aaron, how big of a problem is this as we get into the general and get closer to it?
It's a big problem, and I think that the Romney campaign is happy that the primary is coming to a close, although I think they expected it to be over much sooner so they could pivot to the general election and start to appeal to those independent voters, because Mitt Romney does not want to be litigating his conservative record. He wants to be talking about being a governor of Massachusetts, which is a Democratic state, and working across the aisle with Democrats in that legislature to get a lot of things passed, because he wants to be able to say he's a bigger figure than the president is, and really can work in the center as opposed to just on the right.
You'd think these people had more things to talk about than this. Here's host Terry Miners with Senator Rand Paul about his father's campaign.
Obviously, you saw that Mitt Romney is gathering together more and more delegates, and so it's looking like Rick Santorum's campaign is running on fumes now. Are you ready to get behind Mitt Romney as a Republican candidate, or do you think this play has played itself out now?
Well, I think each candidate, you know, is going to have to make their own determination on this. From my father's perspective, I see that he's done a lot of good for the Republican Party, bringing young people and independents into the party. He spoke yesterday in Chicago, in California, and even though he hasn't been accumulating that many delegates, he had 5,000 people show up to hear him speak. He had nearly 5,000 in Champaign, Illinois 2 weeks ago. So I think that is something that's good for the party. And there are, you know, the Democrats went through a long process between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, and in the end didn't hurt them. So I don't think that the longer the process it is necessarily hurts the Republican Party.
But more and more people say that money has to be spent here to fend off your dad and Rick Santorum and so forth in order to, you know, advance his own cause here when he should be able to focus on what's to come this fall.
Yeah, it depends on how it is. Like, I didn't like the attacks necessarily on Romney for being a successful businessman, and I think my father spoke out against that also. But if it just means honing your message and going through the process, there's not much choice, because the way we've set up the system, you just have to go until you get the 1,144 delegates. And that's probably not going to be until after the California primary, and that's first week or two of June.
I know it's strange with your father in the presidential race, but are you being asked to, or are you being vetted as a potential vice presidential candidate for someone else?
Well, you know, I haven't been asked by anybody or talked to anybody. There's been things bandied about the internet, and I've been asked by reporters. And I think the most important thing for me is just to continue doing what I'm doing, continue to try to, you know, fight to bring some semblance of sense in Washington to our fiscal problems and our debt nightmare, and we'll see how things play out.
Our debt nightmare, though, still seems to be about as vibrant as it was before you even got in office. Are we wrestling this beast at all?
No is the short answer. Basically, two-thirds of the budget they call mandatory spending. It's the entitlements, Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Unless you fix those, you can't fix the debt problem. That doesn't mean that's the only problem, but that's two-thirds of the problem.
Up next, we talk about the passing of Mike Wallace here on The Countdown.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio in review. He used to be on the radio and certainly made his, most pronounced impact on television, obviously. Here's talk host Trey Ware talking to Aaron Katursky at ABC about the inspiration and amazing career of Mike Wallace.
The late Mike Wallace, who passed away 93.
A true giant of television journalism, Trey. He died over the weekend, and he had been in a care center receiving treatment for heart ailments that had plagued him for the bulk of his life, really, at least the last 20 years. And he was an inspiration to everyone in the business. In his half-century career, he asked the questions, tough as nails, like no one else ever had or probably ever will.
When you think about that, Aaron, as a journalist yourself, is there one particular moment of Mike Wallace's career that comes to your mind? You say, yeah, that's what it's all about.
I mean, he called the Ayatollah, a lunatic, although, he was quick to say those are not his words. They were Anwar Sadat's words. How do you get away with that? He was afraid of nobody, and it showed. And oftentimes, got him in trouble a little bit too. But he certainly was there at the creation of 60 Minutes, and you tuned in to see what Mike Wallace was going to say next and what he was going to ask. And it was often in asking the questions themselves that made the news as much as the responses.
He began working for your network. The Mike Wallace Interview was the name of the show, which became the Night Beat, and there in New York, New Yorkers started to call it the Brow Beat, because instead of having like a coffee chat like what was popular at the time, he actually went after people. And then in 1968, September 24th, 68, every other Tuesday night is when they would do 60 Minutes. 7 years later, and it didn't really do well, 7 years later they put it on Sunday nights, and they had Watergate, the Watergate scandal, which he interviewed Ehrlichman and Liddy and Haldeman, and that put him on the map. And as we say in the biz, the rest is history, right?
I mean, for sure. And here's a guy, by the way, who started out on the radio, and so giving hope to all of us.
That's there, right. Yeah.
But he had a way of eliciting responses from people that they wouldn't give to anybody else. Johnny Carson famously told him that he would. What would happen to him when he drank? I mean, who else did Johnny Carson reveal that to? Shirley MacLaine said that she was, afraid of him, in a sense, although she said, you don't have to be that unpleasant. It doesn't become you. So, he had his admirers and he had his critics, and he did things in his career that he says he regrets, paying H.R. Alderman for the right to interview him. He said he wouldn't repeat that again. So I think he did some things, you know, the gotcha interviews that no one else had done, and then he backed off and preferred to do things just straight question and answers.
Host Dave Ross talking about his personal experience interviewing Mike Wallace some years ago.
Mike Wallace is here. The four most frightening words to anybody with something to hide. Well, 20 years ago, I showed up at his door to interview him, and I was sweating it because it was live. It had to be no longer than 10 minutes, and it was Mike Wallace. But I was ready.
Are you intimidated by anybody?
I don't know that intimidated is the word. I stand in awe of certain individuals whose accomplishments are remarkable. I remember the first time that I met and interviewed Vladimir Horowitz, this extraordinary pianist. I remember I came to the stage of the Orchestra Hall in Chicago. I had written my usual 50 questions or whatever, and I was apprehensive. He came on the stage, and this extraordinary figure, Mike Wallace, I watch you every Sunday night. Well, immediately, all of the intimidation went out the window.
Of course, Mike Wallace was best known for cornering bad guys, but he said there was always one way they could get themselves out of a jam.
Candor. Candor. The best thing when you are faced with some of your own malfeasance or misfeasance, it seems to me.
It's just to say, you caught me, Mike, I'm guilty.
And now, let me tell you how it happened and why it happened and put on it the best face that you can.
By the way, he could not have been friendlier. Of course, he hadn't seen my file yet.
I'm next. You have some feelings about Mike Wallace, a word, if you will. Your memory of a good interview Mike Wallace did, help yourself to 800-510-8255.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Corporal Lou Sardina, U.S. Army 5th Regimental Combat Team.
20 infantrymen of the Nola, they will tell you, this is the bad stuff. Because now you've got to go into the skirmish line. And you're fighting just like you did in the Civil War. You set up a skirmish line and you go up and you start shooting from the hip, and the machine gunners are set up so that they go over your head. When you go up the hill, as soon as you get too close, the machine gunners now have to stop or they'll shoot you. So now it's between you and the enemy. When you're in the skirmish line, when you start to take those hills, you're not more than, I don't know, 15, 20 yards. And now you're going after them. This is it. This is combat.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
BeProvisionBePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BeProvisionBePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com. Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Along with our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, Doug Steffen here. The second half hour, your calls included as we review where the presidential race stands at the moment, mostly on the Republican side. Here's Pam in Mississippi with Mitt Romney in her sights.
I actually think that this gender gap thing is, it's actually been going on for a long time. It started with wages and whatever, but here in the state of Mississippi, they had this Amendment 26 that basically outlawed birth control pills, and it lost practically by a 2-1 vote. And I do believe that women absolutely do care what goes on in their bedroom and that they want to plan their families, and that Mitt Romney is incorrect in thinking that women do not care. And I think it's going to be the downfall of the Republican Party in the year 2012.
I don't think you know what is really being said, Pam, the business about what's in the bedroom. People minding other people's businesses, getting involved in conversations or in rules and regulations about who it is. What business is it of yours who somebody lives with, sleeps with, who they marry? And to kind of underscore it a bit, what business is it of the states? I have always thought this. Why is it a matter of state interest who you are married? Now, people say, well, because if the family doesn't work out, the state has to take over. What difference does it make whether you're married or not? If you have children and you love each other and you love the children, something happens, or even if it doesn't, if a woman's impregnated and she gives the child up for adoption, carries it to term, how is that your business? I don't get that. I never have understood that. Maybe somebody will try to set me straight. 800, good luck. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. And you can follow us. Go to the listen box if you're interested in finding out more on how to follow us, let's say on Facebook or Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. Mary in Oregon. Okay, you're on, Mary.
What I'm doing is looking at what both parties are doing and what the effect it has on the nation as a whole. I'm not myopically concentrating on just women. I think the whole flap about the Catholic Church being forced to provide birth control free is a joke. It is an attack on the Catholic Church, and I'm not a Catholic. but I think they should be able to determine what they pay for. And the whole issue is not access to birth control. It's giving away free stuff. And what I've observed in the Democratic Party is that they buy votes by offering free stuff. And the problem with that is it's increased spending so much over the years that now we're in this situation now, and the Democrats won't give up any of their entitlement stuff. And they're just not even paying attention to the fact that we're heading for a financial crisis. And, you know, it's all about preserving their power by telling people you'll lose this benefit, you'll lose that benefit if you go with the other party. But the Republican Party is concentrating on trying to balance the books and keep this country functioning. Not to say that they're not interested in power either, but they're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, you know, to buy votes and stay in power, and to heck with what happens down the line.
800-510-8255. Are you concerned about what happens down the line, as it were? I think that's always up to be concerned with implications of actions done now. I think oftentimes that isn't taken into consideration enough in the public forum. So we're talking about the pretenders, the contenders, the intenders, and the issues that are now front and center. I noticed that the president has brought back in to the discussion the Buffett rule, not Jimmy Buffett, but Warren Buffett, and taxing. Right? People have this mania about the class warfare. This is really very divisive. At least that's the way I look at it. What about you? Want to pay more taxes? Go ahead. Put a couple of $100,000 more in when you pay, what is it? When is the taxes due? A week from today, I think it is. 800-510-8255. Deb is in Texas with her feelings.
I'm here in Texas. I don't think that we're never really a swing state. It doesn't seem to matter. Like, I'm a Democrat, so we're a red state. And it doesn't really seem to matter, like, you know, if I vote for Obama. But I noticed that in the 2008, that the urban areas of the three biggest counties, like in Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio, all carried Obama, but the subdivisions in the rural were from McCain. So I don't know. We'd probably have to turn our congressional districts blue first. We don't seem to matter because of the Electoral College. So I just wanted to make that comment that, you know, all this attention on the presidential primary, but, you know, of course, Rick Perry was foolishly trying to run for president, but no one seems to pay attention to Texas. No, people don't come here. The media doesn't come here. We're just kind of, we're a big state, and we're just always out of the picture.
800-510-8255. Another reason, Deb, to have all of the primaries on the same day instead of spread out like this all over the place. Mitt Romney's attempt to pull off a victory in Rick Santorum's home state of Pennsylvania, all set to go into overdrive with a lot of ads highlighting how voters there soundly rejected him in 2006 when he ran for the Senate again. But the tactics that have served Mr. Romney pretty well in the other states have run into an unexpected complication. The emergency hospitalization of Mr. Santorum's disabled daughter, which prompted an outpouring of public sympathy. The Romney camp abruptly pulled the ads on Monday. Bella, you may or may not know about her. She's 3 years old, was born with a rare disorder, expected to return home soon from the hospital. The campaign said that her struggles, which in some ways have become the emotional centerpiece of Mr. Santorum's race, excuse me, have the potential to complicate Mr. Romney's efforts to get the Republican nomination. Isn't that, even that I say those words is troubling. I'm troubled by all of this. It's hard to work around. I understand. I mean, it's hard to come up with stuff. Santorum has canceled, obviously, his campaign events to be with his daughter. And, intelligently, Romney pulls the ads. And so maybe there is an emotional connection to Santorum because his daughter goes to the hospital. There are those cynics. sick as they may be that suggest this is a political ploy. You won't hear that from Romney. But, you know, it is a complication. It's really hard. I don't honestly know what to say. And a lot of other people don't know what to say either, other than you wish this young lady well and the Santorum family well. It has nothing to do with politics, but everything to do with politics. You know what I mean? 800-510-8255. Sarah in Arizona on Rick Santorum.
I think it's kind of scary to think of Rick Santorum as a presidential nominee. Not saying I don't have faith as an independent that I voted for Barack Obama before and I will vote for him again because I think he's an incredible human being. But to even consider the fact that somebody that extreme would be our president, you know, I just want the best person. It's, to me, it's not about religious beliefs. It's not about anything else other than what kind of human being is in the White House and what will you do for all of us.
Yeah, why does he, that's the thing. Why don't you do something for yourself? Why does it have to be that some politician does something? That's why almost half the country is on some sort of government subsidy or assistance, because they've been, as suggested by an earlier caller, buying your vote for decades, and there's too much of it. It's too big. It's out of control. 800-510-8255. One of the things that is most important is the widening gap. And the economic situation, modest as it may be, giving an edge to Barack Obama, Mitt Romney moving to close his own party. But if the election were today, according to the ABC News poll, let's see here, Obama 51%, Romney 44% among registered voters. And because of the Republican point of view on women's issues, that's where the gap is. The women, these Republicans, they just don't get it. And I'm underscoring that because back to what the lady said about what's in the bedroom. Come on. The bedroom has nothing to do with what's going on in the rest of the world, if you will. And the Republicans just don't get it. It's one of the reasons that I dropped out of the Republican Party, because they don't get it. You, all these people that want to control, I said, you, well, some of you do. Get the hell out of my life. It's none of your business what anybody's doing in the privacy of their own home. And that's what the voters are saying. 800-510-8255. More of your calls on who to pick for president. Coming up 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
A lot has changed from when Nola Osh started school until the time she finished.
When I received my diploma, it was a big to-do.
At 95 years young, Nola became the world's oldest college graduate.
If we don't concentrate on our ages, we go ahead and do things as if we were younger.
So no matter how old you are, live life and pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
800-510-8255, values, part of the discussion here. I noticed that old fossil Mitch McConnell insisting that Republican women don't see any evidence of a war on women among the Republican Party. But what does he know in reality? Many of you may think he's the world's greatest. He says President Obama started the war on women. These people, they just don't get it. They do not get it. You know who's an up-and-coming star a lot of people are listening to is a lady from New Hampshire named Kelly Ayotte, A-Y-O-T-T-E. She is a senator. McConnell talked about Kay Bailey Hutchison, who's retiring from the Senate, Susan Collins, Olympia Snowe, another one who's retiring, because they don't like the way they're being treated. But it's not about women. It's just about what goes on in the Senate and what's going on in politics. Yeah, it's a rough and tumble game for sure. But under the circumstances, I don't want somebody like Mitch McConnell telling me the ladies are okay. There's something about that I have little or no confidence in. I want to hear somebody who's about 40 years old of the female persuasion who says the Republicans are A-okay. Then they maybe are, but in that circumstance, not everybody's going to agree, but more and more women were completely put off. But Rush Limbaugh really started it. He's the one who's caused all the trouble, like it or not. 800-510-8255 caused all of that trouble anyway. Mark in Pennsylvania, go ahead, please.
You know, they don't call it the Keystone State for nothing. We're definitely going to be key in this election. I think it's going to be close, but, you know, of course, I'm in Philly here, a blue city and a blue state, and, of course, I'm for President Obama. I think he's going to take Pennsylvania. I don't think it's going to be by much, but I also think he's going to squeak out Ohio. If President Obama wins Ohio with PA, he's got it.
You know, I get a kick out of your call. Reminds me, Mark, of a lady who called me. I don't know why I remember this as well as I do, because it's probably 10 years ago that this conversation took place. It may have been on this program or some other program that I do, but a woman started a conversation. I don't remember even what we were talking about. All I remember is that she said, "Of course we're Republicans." And this guy, Mark, says the same thing. "Of course." What do you mean, of course? How would I know that you're a supporter of President Obama's? Or why is it, of course, as if everybody else were going to follow in that course? It just it's like the assumptiveness of that egotistical statement. Well, of course, everybody's going to agree with me. No, that's not the case. Everybody thinks for himself and herself, and that's why these calls are so valuable that we'll continue in a matter of moments here as we look at the GOP for the most part, who's running. It's 51 after the hour on the countdown.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Which is a daily overview of what's going on. We summarize the discussions, national issues, things that people are talking about on a lot of the great news talk radio stations with the great hosts, the input that you're interested in, and summarize it here, I think, pretty effectively, if I do say so myself. 800-510-8255. You want to know why people don't like Barack Obama and don't like the current administration? Here's a perfect example. In light of all of the discussion going on about the health care law and going before the Supreme Court and Obama's bullying of the Supreme Court, et cetera, as bad as they are with some of the rulings, here's another reason that people don't like Obama, because he's a sneak. The White House has diverted $500 million to the Internal Revenue Service to help them implement the health care law, quietly diverting $500 million to the IRS. The president's health care law needs IRS support to be implemented, part of the total implementation spending, and it's being provided outside the normal appropriation process. That is, it's supposed to go through the Congress, but there's some loophole apparently that allows him to do it, because the IRS is responsible for several key provisions of the new law, including the unpopular individual mandate. How do you feel about that? 800-510-8255. Steve in Illinois says he's a Republican.
Here's the situation. I had done some campaigning for other candidates in the Republican primaries. And I've got to tell you that the Republicans in my neighborhood, whether they're, you know, very conservative or just right of center, they're not happy with the selection that they have. But it still goes, the general election still goes to the independent voters. Now, the independent voters are not paying attention, and they won't pay attention. And until 2 weeks before the election, that's maybe when they'll start paying attention. So unless we have a severe drop in, or a severe increase in gas prices and then a severe drop in employment, chances are people are going to vote for the president for re-election.
All right. Are you one of those people? 800-510-8255. Scott's a Californian, and his focus is on a lot of you voters.
If we all decided to stay home, that would definitely affect the election. Because, you know, everybody seems to be dissatisfied. The Republicans are dissatisfied with all of their candidates. There's a lot of Democrats that aren't happy with President Obama. I'm personally okay with him. And when I look at the alternative, you know, I mean, Mr. Romney, bless him, I mean, he comes across as stringently purposeful and, you know, everlastingly earnest. And he smiles, and he might sell you a used car or something. But his business background, ultimately his message is, hi, my name's Mitt, and I'd like to screw you, if you'll pardon the expression. You know, I think voters are in a bad position in a way because, you know, a higher caliber of people should be out there proposing moving the country forward and pulling us together.
Not a question. I think most people would agree with you on that, Scott. We're voting for the lesser of two, and you fit in whatever word, two evils. We really do have horrible choices. A lot of people point to the news media and their scrutiny and how that all, excuse me, works. Frank and Marilyn, can you wrap this discussion up for us, please?
Remember, the election hasn't really started yet. So the polls don't really mean that much right now. For the first time, Barack Obama is going to have to defend his record. The difference between now and 2008 is that he now has a record to defend. And I promise you, we're going to make Barack Obama run on his record. This election is about Barack Obama. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? All these class warfare things, it's not going to work. You know why? Because women, men, minorities, everybody is suffering at the gas pump. Everybody is suffering unemployment, foreclosure. It's everywhere. This man has been very, very incompetent. And we're going to make him be on the defense for the first time. So it's going to be really, really interesting to see how Barack Obama defends his record. And he hasn't even started yet.
All right. There it is, the wrap, conversationally, in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thank you very much for being here. 59 past the hour now.